Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Garrett, and welcome to Girl Club. We'll be right with you after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, hey, y'all. I'm Cynthia Garrett, and welcome to Cynthia Garrett's Girl Club, the place where real girls have real talk about real issues while seeking to apply our real faith. And we're going to dive in and give you a joint Merry Christmas from all of us here at Girl Club. And for today, since we're all sort of, you know, fat from turkey and cranberry and ham and whatever else you've been eating to celebrate this holiday season, we want to take a look at something that is really, really, really important. Our victories, our wins. What are our wins in 2022? And we just thought that with this special Girl Club Christmas broadcast here on this particular week of 2022, being the last Girl Club broadcast of 2022, I think that it's really important that we celebrate some wins. So joining me in studio to do just that is Nova Page, our singer, songwriter, evangelist, pastor, teacher, mom, sister, friend, all around awesome surfer chick for Jesus, and Christina Boudreaux, who is our powerhouse, I got a story and it's going to make you laugh till you cry, evangelist, sister and friend. We adore you and your blue hair or whatever color it's going to be as we go into 2023. But right now, you guys, it's our last Girl Club broadcast, and I think we might want to actually kind of run through our wins. You know, 2022 was a big year for us, you guys. We've shared a lot of things with all of our Girl Club members around the world. We have cried through a lot of things with them. We laughed through a lot of things with them. I don't think I've ever laughed harder at anything than, you know, Christina Boudreaux's attempts to minister by procuring a fake vax card at one point in the beginning of the crazies of this past year. But I mean, seriously, like when I think about the year, there's so much growth, you know, always. There's so much stretching. There's so much. You guys, when we started this year, the word was transition and change. So like, what are the victories that you've kind of experienced in all of the change and the transitions?
You know, I think this last year for me, I feel like I finally was currently in the best season of my life, but finally at a place where, and I think you've honestly, Cynthia, this is such a testament to who you've been in my life, where you just live out who you are unapologetically, because I think there's a lot of people that don't want to see us succeed, right? That as we're, you know, making moves, whether it's in ministry or for me, like with modeling, not everyone's going to champion what we do. A lot of people will question what we do, but a lot of it is stemmed from, you know, people's jealousy, their bitterness, where they're at in life and them not doing what they have been called to do. So they project that on you. I regularly receive that from a lot of people that tried to discourage me in what I do and put me down. But I'm just finally at a place where I'm just like, I don't care, like, you know, what people think or say. I'm just living out my calling unapologetically. And that was something that the Lord showed me this last week. Like, he gave me a vision of like a theater. And in this theater, there was no one else in the audience but the Lord. And there was like a pile of ballet slippers that were just like burning and turning to ashes. And I was barefoot, and the Lord asked me, "Will you dance for me in this season? When there's no one else in the audience, will you do it for me? Even though family has turned their back on you, all these things have happened. The Lord has constantly stripped everything down for me in the season where it's just me and the Lord. Like, I'm dancing for him. I'm doing it for an audience of one, full sending everything in my life, regardless of people's opinions of what I do or what I am doing or what I'm going to do. Because I know that the Lord has just called me to break molds, like in the church, in the modeling industry, everything. And I'm just so excited to shine for him. And I've recognized that not everyone is going to want to see you shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone's going to want to see you succeed in what you've been called to do. And I have had a lot of people, my friends, the enemy has used a lot of people to discourage the work that God has called me to do. And I've had to honestly really silence a lot of haters in this season, dude, like really gnarly. And it's been really sad. It's really sad when believers are the ones that try to discourage you. But I'm just like, you know what, Lord, I'm full sending for you. My life is yours. It's just me and the Lord. Like, when you think of like the undivided devotion as a single person, I'm like, Lord, that is my life. Undivided devotion for you and to you. And I'm excited this year in 2023 to go back to India, to go back into modeling full time, to tour the world, to reach as many youth as I can. Cause I'm like, Lord, my life is yours. And I'm silencing the voices. Like, my racehorse that I adopted, they would put blinders on him because he was so like distracted by everyone else, right? He was a very anxious horse. And in a season, I'm just putting on blinders and I'm looking at the finish line and I'm hauling butt until the end, dude. I'm just at a point where I'm just living it out unapologetically. And you, Cynthia, have encouraged me to do that. So cheers.
Oh, thank you, CB. You know what's so great about what you just said? So your big win in 2022 was learning to put blinders on so that the distractions out there don't come in to your ability to run your race effectively.
Amen. Yeah.
That's Amen. A huge win. That's so, like, for a lot of you listening, you needed to hear that because you need to understand, A, put your blinders on, because that's the only way that you can run your race. You cannot be distracted by all the stuff that's out here on the other side of the blinders. You got to run your race for you. And honestly, if you can do that, that's a huge win. That's a huge win. You know? Nov, what about you? I've seen you go through so much too, you know, this year, man.
Yeah.
What's your 2022 win?
Well, I think it probably I need to start with what I thought my words, well, what our words as a family were, kind of coinciding with what you shared about transition. But God gave us the word focus and fulfilled, but then he gave our daughter the word change. And, you know, something so interesting, God did indeed really help us focus this year on what was important. And fulfilled, I think we saw ourselves understanding that fulfillment isn't just feeling really good. It's when you find yourself moving towards all God who has created you to be and living that out. And so, you know, while we were in, this was a transition year, and you know what? If you'd listened to any of Girl Club this year, you would know it's been very rough. It was a really rough year. What I understand is that my win is that I realized I'm stronger than I thought I was, that I've got tenacity, that I have a really loving husband and loving children. I found out who my friends were. I found out who my prayer warriors were. So much was... there was so much enlightenment to what I had to be grateful for, like incredible friends in my life. And like you shared, Boudreaux, many people wanted us to fail. And like you, it just, in the end, it doesn't matter, because that says more about where they're at than me and my family. And I think one of the biggest wins for me as a wife, because I come from that place of being a mother and a wife, is to see my husband work for a new company. He's working in tech now, and being in such a healthy, thriving environment. And I just feel so grateful for that in a time where things have been precarious. And so I have spent more time with Jesus. I have gotten so much time with the Lord. And so, but another big win is as I lost my friend and she moved away, we pivoted and started another business. And so I'm like, it's amazing. I think what I've learned in this year, and the win too, is understanding that change is fantastic, because you learn how to pivot. And in that pivot comes the biggest blessings that were just so unexpected. But you have to be willing to surrender to the Lord and say, not your will, not my will, but your will be done. And I'm willing to just pivot with you, Lord. Mm-hmm. So I also became a certified leadership life coach. I became a certified Enneagram coach. I took a lot of classes. And I feel like my quiver is really full, and I feel like my tool belt got really filled up. I read a lot of incredible books. So to be honest with you, there's not one thing. I feel like there were so many wins where the enemy wanted me to feel defeated, lost, alone, rejected, abandoned. Mm-hmm. God turned it around and let me experience the pivot of these are who you're true. People are that will pray for you. I have a woman that sends me a text every single day without fail, 365, praying for me. I have another woman in my life every single Friday. She speaks life over my husband, over me, our children, over the leadership. That is so incredible to me. That is such an incredible win. I have found friends that have felt closer than a brother or sister this year, just by all the losses that I experienced, because all the truth kind of just rose. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So it's been an awesome year. So hard, so gritty, but I feel like we came out really winning, because there was a lot of failure. And with that failure comes learning. And when you learn, you win.
Mm. That is really powerful, Nov. It's like your win was to find victory and depth and growth in a lot of failure and change and loss, mm-hmm. you know? And it is really crazy, because I remember, you know, starting out the year here on Girl Club, and all of us really talking about the word was change, you know, transition, change. You know, and I think about, you know, for myself, like, there's been a lot of change, even physical change, like we moved, you know, to another state. And sure, that started last year, but this year it was, you know, we got rid of our home in California, which meant that we were really now full time somewhere else and really committing to it on a different level. And, you know, I think the biggest, though, wins for me have had to do, I keep hearing this song in my head, I'm coming back to a heart of worship, because it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. You know that song, Nova? Yeah. Mm. And I say that because the stretching with Roger's health in the last part of this year, I feel like I was stretched and have been stretched mentally further than I've ever been stretched before, literally to a place of thinking my mind was going to snap, you know, and I was literally going to go insane because of fear and doubt and worry and just panic. Like, you know, there were moments where the enemy just had me gripped, like in a fetal position of panic. You know, and in those moments, God revealed himself to be real, and faithful and present. And in those moments, he showed me that he's still the one most important thing that I always cling to. Like nothing else can make me feel better. You know, nothing else can eliminate the pain or the fear or the doubt or the worry. Nothing. Only him. Only him. And he showed me what it meant to hear from him again, what his word was. And he called me back to his word in a new way. And because I said, you know, I want to hear from you every day. And what God kind of showed me was we have the ability to hear from him every day because he gave us his word. So we think of the Bible as the word of God. What we often don't make the connection to is that it's God alive. The word is God alive in us, around us, through us. The book of John is so beautiful because it's that whole passage about in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God. Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the Christ. And the Christ was God, you know, and the Christ was with God, and Jesus is our word. And it's like it all began to make a lot of sense to me that the voice that I seek daily, you know, my victory is in that voice that I seek daily. And God used a lot of stretching and fear and doubt and, you know, to really pull me back in a deeper and in a, he pulled me, I shouldn't say back. He pulled me up another level because I kind of see and have always seen my relationship with the Lord like a staircase kind of going up. And, you know, just like a staircase, you kind of go up a level and there's a landing and you sort of stop on the landing for a minute. Right. And then you go up the next, you know, rung of stairs and there's another landing because it doesn't just, you know, spiral all the way up. There are these landings. And I feel like he pulled me off of a landing to take me up another level, you know, in my knowledge of him and awareness of him in my life and in my home. And so I guess, you know, my win has probably been in learning to hear his voice at this level, you know, and of course the win of my husband making it through his last surgery, you know, the win of, I watch these wins around me in other people, in other lives that God will show me like, hey, you impacted this person's life. And, you know, I think about my niece Summer, who appears sometimes with us here on Girl Club. And I feel a tremendous sense of victory in her, especially this year, because she has truly embraced another level in her relationship with Christ. And it's like, she's just gone deeper, you know, and it's a real victory to me when I realize that my life has meaning because of the meaning it's giving to other people's lives. And then when we get to see it, you know, we get to see the fruit in front of us and interact with it and actually go, wow, I see the fruit in this person. That's such grace from God to allow us to be able to actually see, you know, like something that you've done that's impacted someone else in a good way, you know? So, you know, there's been so many little like different kinds of wins throughout the year, but, you know, I think about like some of the things that I've wanted to achieve, you know, for so many years, just, you know, tangible things like, you know, stepping out in terms of, you know, buying another house and choose, you know, buying property to renovate and diving into some development stuff that I've always wanted to do. And a lot of times I only look at how far I have to go and I don't often look at how far I've come. So it's an interesting question to me. Like, hey, what, you know, what are your wins? Because I think if I have to learn anything still, it's a win that I understand that I still need to get better at it. But the win is in realizing that I need to get better in celebrating the wins and not being so focused on how much I still have left to achieve or to do. And I think for a long time, I wasn't really aware of that. I just lived in the, okay, that's great. That's great. Thank you, God. But now this, and this. And so I just want to encourage, you know, anybody listening, like if you've got that issue, you know, recognize it, you know, and understand where you need to improve. Because a lot of times just recognizing where you need to improve is a win, you know, because we could be walking around really blind to ourselves and our stuff. And that to me would be a real disappointing way to live out my relationship with Christ, because I know that what he blesses me with daily, you know, is the victory of insight into myself, you know, into the areas I still need to grow in and the areas in which I have grown, you know? So, yeah, you know, it's, I don't know, Nova, this was your idea to kind of close the year to, talking about our wins, you know, and I guess for everybody listening, I think it's probably a really important thing to do. It struck me as very important, Nova, you know, when you said that, because it's like, wow, we don't often take time to reflect upon the victories in Christ that we have had and celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. Look what you did, Lord. Look what you did in each of us. Look what, how you transformed us and changed us. So I sit in gratitude, Cynthia. Thank you for giving us just the opportunity to quickly share the wins. And I know we all have so many more, but I think those ones are pretty beautiful and we can sit in gratitude for sure. So thank you, Cynthia.
Amen.
Yeah. And listen, and it's a big win for all of you listening or watching. You are a big win, you know, of this year. We are growing and have grown a lot. Thank you. Thank you for every time you share the link for someone else to become a part of Girl Club. Thank you for every time you like us or comment on YouTube, Cynthia Garrett Ministries YouTube channel, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms where you might be listening to us now, because we're everywhere. Thank God, that's a win. You can find us all over the place now. But, you know, and thank you for Life Audio. You know, we've got a host, you know, who makes this podcast possible that really believes in us. And supports us and tries to push us out there. And I'm grateful for what God has sent to really take this very special broadcast and let other people become a part of it. So as we kind of wrap up and say Merry Christmas and, you know, end the year, and we're going to send you guys, you know, into your new year, and we're going to see you in the new year. But before you go there, really take time to sit and process what your victories have been this year. You know, what have your victories been? What do they look like? What has God taken you through and that you've come to the other side of? You know, what has he taught you? What are the lessons? The lessons are victories, you know, because if not, you're doomed to repeat the same old stuff over and over again. So what are the lessons, you know? And so we're going to leave you there, you know, and happy 2022. It's been a heck of a year for all of us. And, just remember that Jesus loves you and that your identity is so much better when you understand it from God's point of view. So from us real girls who love to have real talk about real issues and love even more to apply our real faith to help ourselves grow stronger and to also help all of you grow stronger and walk better. I am Cynthia Garrett, joined by Nova Page, Christina Boudreau, Christina Reynolds, who's out sick today, and little Summer Garrett, who joins us from time to time as a teen and a young voice in this world for Jesus. We love you and we will see you next time. Peace out. Mwah.
Hello, hello, Quinice Petway here. co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.